I'll now pass the microphone back to Phil for some more news stories.
Thank you, Alison. This set of stories will highlight some future developments. The Festival of Architecture is returning to Norwich in October. There'll be a royal concert at Norwich Cathedral on October the 5th. A controversial 5G mast is going to be built in Sleaford Green. On the negative side, a city centre bank is closing and council taxes are going to increase, but on the plus side, a new dental practice will be offering free checkups for a limited period. And rail services through Wyndham are going to be disrupted in October. Alison will begin with news of the forthcoming Festival of Architecture.
A festival in Norwich will see a comeback this year following a four-year break following the pandemic. The festival, celebrating the architectural past, present and future of Norwich and Norfolk, has been on hold, and now planners are pleased that it will be returning. The 2023 instalment of the Festival of Architecture Norwich and Norfolk will mark the seventh year for the festival, with a theme on reflection. It is organised by the Royal Institute of British Architects and will celebrate the unique history, architecture and culture of the region by hosting a range of events including talks, walking tours, exhibitions and a photography competition for professional architects, historians, design enthusiasts, students and families alike. The festival is at the Forum from October the 10th to the 19th.
A spectacular evening of royal music is being performed at Norwich Cathedral to celebrate our new king. In this coronation year, a royal celebration will be held on Thursday, October the 5th at 7:30 p.m, beginning with Handel's Zadok the Priest, which has been sung at every coronation since 1727. There will be performances of some of the king's favourite pieces, including Highgrove Suite, which Norfolk composer Patrick Hawes wrote for His Majesty, inspired by his gardens at Highgrove. There'll also be music from Elgar, Hawes, Mozart and Parry. The concert will showcase the musical excellence of both the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra and Norwich Cathedral Choir, under the shared direction of the Master of Music, Ashley Grote and Mr. Hawes.
A controversial 5G mast, described by locals as a monstrosity, has been approved by the City Council. Plans submitted by telecom company CK Hutchinson will see a 50-foot pole and accompanying equipment built on a grass verge in Sleaford Green in NR3. It comes as Norwich's 5G rollout is accelerated due to the fact that it's severely lagging behind the rest of the UK in terms of coverage. Locals had once again voiced their opposition to the plans, describing it as an eyesore and arguing a need to maintain green spaces. Concerns over the impact of 5G masts on health have been refuted by multiple authorities, including the World Health Organization. Norfolk County Council's transport team were consulted on the plans and raised no concerns.
A Norwich City Centre bank is to see its ATMs removed and signage taken down, as it is returned to its former state ahead of closure. The Barclays branch, which has been in the city's Whitefriar area for more than 10 years, is earmarked for closure on October the 27th, as part of a number of closures nationwide, which will see about 450 people lose their jobs. It is not known how many of these employees work at the city branch, but the closure comes as Norwich is hemorrhaging banks at an alarming rate, with one city suburb closed to the Whitefriars Barclays set to be left with just one bank. And it now looks as if the site is unlikely to be picked up by another banking business, after Barclays applied to Norwich City Council for planning permission to return the site to its previous state. If approved, work would see the site's two ATMs removed, signs taken down and glazing replaced.
Norfolk County Council says it's facing a significant challenge when it comes to setting its budget for next year, with millions of pounds due to be slashed from children's services and adult social care. So far, £26.5 million of savings have been proposed by the Conservative-controlled council, including £14.2 million from adult social services and £4.8 million from children's services. Andrew Jamieson, the council's deputy leader and cabinet member for finance, said inflation and population changes in Norfolk had added millions of pounds to the council's bill to provide services. And he called on the government to give more clarity and certainty over the money which councils can expect from Whitehall. He said, despite major uncertainties, the proposals set out in this report make a significant contribution towards our £46.2 million savings target and will enable the council to continue to deliver key services for Norfolk's residents.
City folk can get free dental checkups when a new practice opens in Norwich later this year. Viva Dental is currently preparing to launch in Queen's Road after plans to change the use of the former William Hill bookmakers were given the green light in January 2022. Managers of the private clinic are hoping to start seeing patients this autumn and will be offering free dental checkups for all adults during the first month. Weekends dedicated to children's oral health will also be held to help educate parents and carers.
Commuters will face nearly a week of rail replacement bus services as housing developers begin work on a new subway system. The subway is being built to significantly enhance walking and cycling facilities at Wyndham Railway Station amid new housing developments in the town. Located between the station and the Station Road Railway Bridge, it will allow the existing footpath under the Station Road Bridge to be removed. Greater Anglia and East Midlands Railway trains will not be able to run on part of the line between Norwich and Cambridge for six consecutive days due to the work. From October the 23rd to October the 26th, there will be a stopping replacement bus service between Norwich and Thetford and a direct rail replacement bus service between Norwich and Ely. On the East Midlands Railway route between Norwich and Liverpool Lime Street, rail replacement buses will run between Norwich and Peterborough. The same rail replacement services will be in place on the weekends of October the 7th and 8th and October the 14th and 15th. No road closures are planned for the duration of these works.
Well, that's it from part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison and Alison Applin. Jane Pratt and Robin Quine are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and two more features.